But only God can make a tree. I recalled this closing line from the short poem Trees by the Catholic poet Joyce Kilmer while meditating over today's readings. This poem and today's readings brought to mind a tree, an autumn purple ash tree that Mary and I planted in our front yard a number of years ago. As the name implies, the leaves of this tree turn a lovely purple in the fall before dropping for the winter. We planted this tree when our children were young and watched it grow along with our kids. It eventually towered to almost 50 feet in height. This tree was a perfect complement to our home, and we relished the shade that it provided during the hot summer months. One year, all of the tree's leaves dropped inexplicably, almost overnight in the middle of the summer. We were distraught, having thought that the tree had died. We were just about ready to cut it down. However, we prudently decided to wait, to have patience. So we carefully fertilized the tree and mulched around it. Then, lo and behold, the tree rebounded the next year to its former beauty. Although we no longer live at that house, we make it a point to walk by that tree every fall to watch it in its purple majesty. And when we see that tree, we're reminded that we made the right, the prudent decision. We're grateful that we were not hasty in cutting down the tree. Prudence before speaking or acting is also important when dealing with those around us. We can be fooled by first impressions and physical appearances. As we heard in our first reading from Sirach, when we were warned that physical appearances can be deceiving. One's faults appear when one speaks. What really determines who we are comes from within. This includes the quality of our words, the wisdom, and the goodness when we speak. Therefore, Sirach counsels us to praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. This thought is similarly expressed in a passage from the book of Proverbs. But Abraham Lincoln added a humorous twist when he advised, "It is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt." Jesus, in today's gospel, teaches us that the quality of our hearts determines the quality of our words and actions. When he said, a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. As Christians, if we live according to the gospel, our words and actions, learned from the teachings of Jesus and guided by the Holy Spirit, will be fruitful. We will be known by our own fruit. If we fail to live accordingly, then our words and actions are filled with nothingness. It's many times easier for us to see the faults in others without recognizing similar faults in ourselves. In today's gospel, Jesus also cautions us to not hypocritically judge others. When he speaks about noticing the splinter in your brother's eye while we cannot perceive the wooden beam in our own eye, he's challenging us to make an honest assessment of what is in our heart before criticizing and judging others. He advises us to be humble and to look inward. For in doing so, we can, as St. Paul told the Corinthians in today's second reading, Be firm, steadfast, always devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord our labor is not in vain. This Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, we begin Lent, a period of repentance and preparation through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving for the holy days leading up to the joy of Christ's resurrection on Easter. The lessons from today's readings give us an opportunity to begin our Lenten preparations a few days early through our practice of prudence in words and actions, and introspective contemplation of our own conduct, thoughts, desires, and emotions. Have a blessed, holy, and fruitful Lent.